coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Something was communicated. Something was transferred that had that impact, even though we couldn't see the energy. But we saw the result of the energy. Why would you have that vibration? Sometimes, you know, even scientists have a little problem being able to distinguish between, is it caused by the wave? If it is caused by the sound wave, what is waving? Or is it a particle? Are they sound waves or are they sound particles? What could they be? Or whether the waves, if they are waves, they're measurable. If they're particles, they're measurable. But what is obvious is that sound definitely has mass. And mass is the property of a substance that gives it weight when subjected to gravity. So automatically, sound is matter. Sound is substance. So that might suggest, because if it's from God, then it's living. Nothing dead comes out of God. If it's from God, it's living, which means that whether, I mean, you probably have sound. Maybe it should be the smallest living matter. The smallest living particle. That's amazing because it's in everything. And here's another beautiful thing. It's got memory. It's got memory. Now, we know this. We know that sound is what God used in creation because the Bible says so. All right? Which means sound communicated life. That means sound is a living thing. Can you see it? Now that is very remarkable because every creature of God therefore has an element of life, even the ones we describe as non-living. The only reason we call them non-living is because we couldn't find measurable life. But God doesn't think so. Let me give you an example. Here God, in the book of Numbers, calls Moses. The people are thirsty, they need water. And God says, I want you to talk to the rock. Tell the rock to bring you water. How could Moses tell the rock to bring him water? Because the rock will respond to Moses. The rock has intelligence. So God says, tell the rock to bring you water. Tell the rock. You see it? But we say it's non-living because man doesn't know how to measure life beyond his biological definitions. He's limited. Glory to God. Then we find Ezekiel talking to dry bones. Let's read it. Ezekiel chapter 37. Let's read from verse 1. There are some beautiful things right there. Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. Oh boy, I love this. I want you to notice something. This is remarkable. He says, God carried him in the spirit of the Lord. That tells you we can have Holy Ghost transportation. All right? Now, these are in different phases. The first phase of Holy Spirit transportation is walking in the Spirit and by the Spirit, where the Spirit of God leads you and guides you as to where to go. All right? Which means he's the one leading you. The next phase is when the Spirit causes you to do something. He causes you to go. Now, one, he leads you to go. The next stage is he causes you to go. You suddenly find yourself making moves that you didn't plan and takes you somewhere and you arrive by the Spirit. Okay? He gets you to stand up. Like he says, the Spirit set me upon my feet. I wasn't planning on getting up. But he set me on my feet. And the third one is when the Holy Spirit literally transports you, takes you away from a certain position to another location. Without a material medium. That's marvelous. So, he's dealing with this now. He says, the hand of the Lord is upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down. Look at that. He set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Next verse. And caused me to pass by them round about. Now, look at this. This man was not only transported to the place, he's also being made to do things beyond his planning. Okay? All right. Caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. Bones. Human bones. And lo, they were very dry. That's an emphasis. That's an emphasis, very important emphasis. It says, lo, they were very dry. They were very dry. So as far as human understanding was concerned, there was no life whatsoever in the bones. Okay, next verse. And he said unto me, God said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Next verse. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, oh dear Lord Jesus. He told Moses, talk to the rock. Tell the rock to bring you water. Now he says to Ezekiel, talk to the bones, prophesy to the bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 5. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Ma, he's talking to the bones. Next verse. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that he's talking to the bones. He says, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, next verse. This is beautiful. So I prophesied as I was commanded. I like this. Notice, he says, I prophesied as I was commanded. Now, it's important. Oh, this is where the ministry of the Spirit of God is indispensable. because it's the Spirit that actually knows the codes. He had to prophesy as he was commanded. When God spoke to Moses to talk to the rock, he told him exactly what to say. That's why we listen to the Holy Spirit. We have to receive guidance from the Holy Spirit. He tells us exactly what to say. Sometimes he shows us in pictures. He says, say this, and then you go. If you don't say it as he said to say it, it will not work. So you see why your fellowship with the Holy Spirit is so important. You would find timing, the accuracy of communication when you're in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you want to say something and he says, hold on, not now. Like when he said to children of Israel, he says, I want you to go around Jericho once every day for 7 days. And he says, while you're doing that, nobody talking. Everybody be quiet. Then on the seventh day, he said, I want you to go around 7 times on the seventh day. Then he said, on the seventh time, I want you to shout and the walls will come down. Why didn't he ask him to do it the first day? Ask him when you get to heaven. See, what's important is he told them when the right time was. And when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you will know the right time for something. When you pray in the Holy Spirit, pray in the Holy Spirit. And have confidence in the leading of the Holy Spirit in your life. Have confidence. Hallelujah. Okay, go to that verse. It says, I prophesied as I was commanded. Yeah, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, notice, I like this. As I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together. Bone to his bone. Now, that's memory at work. Each one retained the code. No one bone went to another person's other bone. Bone to his bone. It didn't matter where they were located in the open valley. They journeyed and found their own. See, they went to their own members. Bone to his bone. Which means there was a memory.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.